You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. We'll be with you here for the next 1.5 hours, bringing you the best of new and not so new independent Canadian music from coast to coast. Sort of a best of show of sorts, sort of slapped together some CDs that I really like this year. You can look forward to music from the likes of Shark 2, D2, Apollo Ghost, Classified, Plex, Meat Draw, the SSRIs, Precious Fathers, the Kidnap Kids, Apollo Ghost, You Say Party, We Say Die, Said the Whale, Obijou, and Young Galaxy, amongst others. But we're going to be starting off today's program with something to get you in the party mood since we're a couple of days from New Year's Eve. The Canadian Way is proud to debut a brand new release from the East Vamps, featuring one Jerry Jen Wilson, formerly of JP5, on guitar and lead vocals, and Mistress Jen on keyboards. They have teamed up together, and the result is this CD right here called Drunk by Six. We are going to be listening to the title song from this here CD and take it as a bit of advice as to how to conduct yourself on New Year's Eve. This is The Canadian Way, the year-end 2009 edition here on CITR FM 101.9. Thanks for listening.
Someone else's lips. Busy living it. Life ain't born 'cause we're too busy living. Yeah. I'm a bad, bad girl.
My name's Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. We just played for you the first of a handful of tracks that were among the best that came out in 2009. First of all, we started off the show with a brand new release. Just came into my inbox here at the station, courtesy Jerry Jen Wilson, formerly of JP5, as I said at the top of the show. She has a new project called East Vamps. Her and Mistress Jen have combined forces, and it's sort of a more funkier, soulful punk outfit, reminiscent of JP5. So kind of like JP5 with Mistress Jen. Anyways, from their self-released CD, Drunk by Six, we heard the title track from that CD. Then we followed that up with something from Kidnap Kids, who made it all the way to the finals in this year's Shindig. Didn't win, unfortunately, but that's the way it goes. But from their awesome CD called You Would Run From Rat Boy Grave, we heard the track called Ghost 123. And Kidnap Kids are going to be playing at the Safe Amp fundraiser happening January 9th over at Little Mountain Studios on East 26th Avenue. So you want to check that out. Great lineup for that gig. We're going to announce that with the concert listings about the halfway point of the show. So stay tuned for that. Then after Kidnap Kids, we heard something from You Say Party, We Say Die, originally from Abbotsford, now residing here in the Van City. Have been for quite a while. This is their great new CD, fourth full length, which can be found on the Paperbag Records label called XXXX. And it's getting fantastic reviews all across the country throughout all media. And they're going to be doing a big tour in March. Hitting stateside. From that CD, XXXX, we heard the track called Cosmic One Ship Avengers. And like I said, You Say Party, We Say Die going to be touring in March in the U.S. So the entire month of March will be taken up with dates going from the southwest all the way up to the Midwest. So basically hitting all the important areas as XXXX gets official release stateside. You Say Party, We Say Die is also going to be opening for Phoenix on January 22nd at the Orpheum Theater. Phoenix, one of my favorite non-Canadian bands going. So that should be pretty good. Lots of dancey rock grooves happening at the Orpheum on January 22nd. Continuing with the best releases of 2009, we're going to play something from another great local band that has been making some serious waves this year. We're talking about Apollo Ghosts. They even made the best of the 2000s, the aughts. I like the aughts. That's what I'm going with. From the best 50 bands of the aughts, Apollo Ghosts ended up making it in, I believe, around 38. I could look right now. In fact, I will look right now. I've got it in my greasy little hand, so why the hell not? But yeah, basically have only been in existence for this last year and have created such a good initial buzz around them. I stand corrected. They're all the way up at number 14 in the best 50 band of the aughts special that we did in this quarter's Jan-Sember issue. The Apollo Ghosts actually did two albums this year. Early in the year, they released their LP called Hastings Sunrise, and it's pretty much sold out now. The EP, follow-up EP, came in October called Forgotten Triangle. And, of course, a little background before we play a track from Forgotten Triangle. Apollo Ghosts is the brainchild of Adrian Teacher, who's been very active in the Vancouver music scene for a good decade now. Amongst his solo stuff, he's also been involved in such known bands as The Winx, Amarillo Stars, Lost Lovers Brigade, and OK Vancouver OK, and also recorded with Dylan Thomas on his brand new CD, which we played on the last show. So Adrian Teacher, very active, but he's definitely hit the bullseye with Apollo Ghosts. From the CD, Forgotten Triangle, we're going to be playing the track called Shaolin Bar Hop. Going to follow it up with a band that we had as guests here on the Canadian Way earlier in the year, Chartu D2. So you want to stay tuned for that. A great tune from their Small Vampires EP. In the meantime, here is Apollo Ghosts to start off this set of music of the best of 2009 releases here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
I was a motocross champion. I knew the hills, I knew the mounds. With my spandex gloves and racing pants, I took that show from town to town. But then I saw you on the course. You did this jump and my heart stopped. I
the Shaolin Warhol. Shaolin Warhol. Shaolin we'll be right back.
And we just heard from a bunch of bands, local bands, there on the Canadian Ways Best of 2009 edition here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. And that, like I said, was a little wrap-up of some local best releases of the year. We just heard something from Said the Whale from their fine little CD off of the Hidden Pony Records label. CD's called Islands Disappear. We heard the track called Emerald Lake, Alberta, which was recently voted by CBC Radio 3 listeners as the most Canadian song of 2009. That's a good choice. It speaks of Canadian-ish stuff. Don't know if it's necessarily Canadiana, but it definitely gives you a outdoorsy feeling, I guess. I voted for a completely different song to get the Bucky Award for most Canadian, but that's the way it goes. Fine selection, nevertheless. Previous to Said the Whale... Oh, by the way, Said the Whale are going to be playing at the Surrey House stage on February 20th. As part of the Olympic festivities with Mother Mother and Hey Ocean. Just thought I'd put that out there if you're interested at all into wading in the Olympic cultural waters. They are bringing some very fine gigs to town. And that might be one to check out there, regardless of what you think of the games. Before Said the Whale, we heard from Char2D2, who graced us with their presence. Sharla and Eric from Char2D2, who are Char2D2, came into the studio and chit-chatted with us, talked about the Small Vampires EP, which we just played a track off called Don't Want To, and played some live music for us here in the studio, and it was a great little interview, and we'll gladly have them back in the future. And like I say, they released one of the better albums of 2009 in this EP, Small Vampires, and look for a full-length release coming out very soon, because according to Sharla, at least, the writing is going at a fast pace, so it shouldn't take too long for that full-length to be coming out, and that makes us happy in Radioville. And before that, we heard from another local act, actually, probably one of the most high-profile local acts right now, at least in as far as Vancouver is concerned. Yeah, sure, there's international acts, such as Japandroids and stuff like that. But as far as what the indie kids are listening to here, the Apollo Ghosts definitely making their presence felt by playing a ton of gigs and releasing two fine recordings in 2009 from the CD Forgotten Triangle, which came off of the Catbird Records label. We heard the track called Shaolin Bar Hop. And if you haven't had a chance to grab your copy yet of the Hastings Sunrise LP, you can do so by going to the Catbird Records website, catbird.ca, I think, or catbirdrecords.ca. They have a very, very limited number of repress of that LP available for purchase. Very affordable, too. I think it's like $8. So do yourself a favor. Treat yourself to a fine recording by Apollo Ghosts. And be sure and catch them live. They're going to be playing a couple times. January 22nd at the Biltmore Cabaret with Frog Eyes from Victoria. Carrie Mercer and company. That should be a fairly good mind-effery night of music. And they're playing a week later. January 29th at Little Mountain Studios, as part of the Collapsing Opposite CD release party. So Apollo Ghosts, like I say, very busy by playing nonstop in the city and garnering very positive buzz as a result. My name is Spike. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We are going to get into some music from outside of Vancouver in our Best of 2009 show here. We're going to be playing something from Obijou, out of Toronto, from their CD called Beacons. And right after these words, we're going to play something from Montreal's Young Galaxy and their excellent CD, Invisible Republic. So stay tuned for that coming up in just a moment.
Morning.
Good day to you, sir. Hey, wait a minute, what the hell? Getting real tired of you ducking me, man. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. We are moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
Oh, my God!
All right, let's go to the bank.
And this is the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. And we're in the midst of spinning some of my favorite releases from 2009. So far, we've heard from a whole bunch of local bands that released some fine stuff, such as Kidnap Kids, Apollo Ghosts, Said the Whale, Char2D2, You Say Party, We Say Die. And, we also featured a brand new exclusive release from East Vamps earlier, so that was kind of cool. Now we're going to be moving out east and playing some of my favorite releases from non-Vancouver artists before we come back and play a few more artists, local artists that released some fine stuff. We're going all the way out to Montreal for the next artist. They've released two great albums before this one. Third time's usually the charm, though. This is probably their most solid, complete album. Not a single song pops out as being a best because, well, it's good from beginning to start. We're talking about Young Galaxy's Invisible Republic. And their single, Destroyer, was recently voted the number one song on iHeartMusic.com, which is a fairly well-known independent Canadian music blog with a fairly hardcore following, so that's a good indication that other people think that Young Galaxy's Invisible Republic is fairly solid. Young Galaxy was voted number 17 in Exclaim's Album of the Year poll for the CD Invisible Republic. So congratulations to Young Galaxy on both of those counts. We're going to be listening to the track that was voted number one on iHeartMusic for 2009. This is Young Galaxy's Destroyer to start off this set of music from the best of 2009 here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. Aubijou is coming up next.
We'll be right back.
that was a band that wrapped up a fairly big year themselves, as did the band before them, as both bands actually took their first tours over to Europe and Asia and Australia in the case of Young Galaxy. That band that we ended off with was Au Bijou from Toronto, from their brand new CD called Beacons, which came out in, I believe, early October on the Last Gang Records label. And same with Au Bijou, as I said, with Young Galaxy. This is their third full-length as well, and probably their most solid album from end to end. Epic is a good description for both releases from Au Bijou and Young Galaxy this year. From Au Bijou, we heard an appropriate tune given the time of the year, and what with the Best Of show and the year end and New Year's coming up around the corner. The track was, of course, called New Year's. And before that, from Young Galaxy, yet another solid release from them, but more so than usual, from Invisible Republic, which can be found on the Fontana label. We heard the track called Destroyer, which was recently voted number one by the readers of iHeartMusic.com. So good on Young Galaxy, and good on Au Bijou. It warms my heart to see bands representing the Maple Leaf abroad and getting very good reactions as well, I might add, as Au Bijou managed to net themselves a distro deal over in Europe when they were on tour there. So things looking good for the state of Canadian music again this year. Actually, it's pretty good considering 2008 was a bit of a down year. 2009 we were unsure of. And started with the good releases early and often this year. So one of those dark horse years when not a lot of music reviewers are expecting much good from the year, and then a whole bunch of good releases come out. We are going to go over to some hip-hop from places that you wouldn't expect it to come from. We're going to play something from Halifax's Classified in just a moment. But first of all, a CD that really made an impression on me from Edmonton, Alberta. This is Plex from his CD Brainstorm. This is the track called Better Days on the Best Of 2009 edition of The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9.
Everybody needs a change. Everybody needs some faith. Music's clearly seen better days. Everybody needs to change. Everybody sounds the same. Everybody needs some faith. Music's clearly seen better days.
I'm coming up and ain't showing no mercy. Keep spitting till my esophagus hurts me. Been here for days and nobody in faith. Now when you turn on your radio, I'm up in your face. Voted most unlikely, but ain't nobody like me. Not even all these weak MCs that bite me. Though my records sell and my head might swell, what's it matter if the world ends in 2012? It must be true, I saw it on YouTube. You really don't have any vision, do you? I'm sending all my good energy to you. And if you ain't receptive to it, screw you. I've been around for way too long to invest into this music, give it up and be gone. Plex and never steer you wrong. Package up some bullshit and then put it in song. No chance.
Everybody sounds the same. Everybody needs a change. Everybody needs some faith. Music's clearly seen better days. Everybody needs a change. Everybody sounds the same. Everybody needs some faith. Music's clearly seen better days.
Despite the amount of time I've been in the game, all these record labels, radio, they treat me the same. Instead of helping carry it, they bury my name. It's a whole new meaning to the price of fame. It's lame, but nothing I do's ever gonna change it. 10 years later and we're up against the same shit. I came with the illest beats and lyrics I had. Wasn't me on my album, but the feedback was bad. But that'll be enough to put me back in a mode where I won't let nothing spoil my plans to explode. I know the day'll come, even if I gotta run, take the bus or stand on the highway with my thumb pointed to the sky, cause right now it's do or die. Spent too much time coasting, now I gotta try. Goes what 118. The best there was, best there is, best there's ever been.
Everybody sounds the same. Everybody needs a change. Everybody needs some faith. Music's clearly seen better days. Everybody needs a change.
everybody sounds the same. Everybody needs some fame. Cause music's clearly seen better days.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Drop my coin into the slot machine. My eyes double in size, you can't stop a fiend. And it doesn't make a difference if I got the means. All I need to succeed is jackpot and threes. I'm feeling uneasy, lost and unrational. Betting on my life, trying to double up my capital. I'll make it back, I don't worry what the cost. Tomorrow I'll be here and I'll win back what I lost. Win some, lose some, consumed every day. I started with my crew, now I sit alone and play. I'm crazy, I'm lonely, I feel I barely know me. I'm through with it, one more loony, am I losing it?
A new record penned, another one spins. One mixed in as the other one ends. I'm wondering if the one I just pressed will be gripped by the DJ's fingertips. Slipped out the crate, out the sleeve. Laid on the technique and played out my speakers. Ears glued to the show and wait for my song's debut. And my soul can't change. And when the song don't play, smile gets lost. Fingers ball up, walls get right crossed. Ouch, I can't absorb the hate. I go psycho, killer, Norman Bates.
You ever read 40 classics for your class, for your master? While you on tour rapping, crashing on a little mattress? It's madness, but fact is I need to pass, cause the masses still don't got a clue who shatters. No cash to afford a DJ, I'm scratchless. Just in class, ironically, with that class kid. Out of class and back in school fast, catching up on what's happened after mad distractions. Imagine SK all night, rapping and writing an essay. The next day on the flight, no relaxing, and I barely get paid. All I get's late penalty. Couple C's and a headache.
RFI chips and kids got intel inside me. Don't bother to write things down. Tip on my full quarter. Keep ass shift tab backslash deleted. My album hit the world wide web half completed. A few weeks prior to when I chose to release it, I hear it blaring out your boom, two stereo speakers. The boy genius reports all necessary features. So I know them Blackberries got 3G speed kit. And here's my thesis. We started with beefers. Now I got more gadgets than a Japanese kid. Plus I frequent sites indecent. If I lose my iPhone, there go all my secrets. I'm loony.
It's the tedium, mass media, the heavy glare, graffiti, the broken glass everywhere, stress complex, the pressure of next projects, bad news and taboos, women and sex objects, nipple slits, the price of gas twice as fast, triple flips, make it crack, my aching back, crippled hips, the bag of green, the never-ending gag machine, booze and drugs, reviews and plugs, and People magazine, money for nothing, payment to fight, the rise of advertising, entertainment tonight, phantom limbs, Tanya Kims, the throes of passion, running yokes, I'm funny jokes. Jokes and shows of fashion.
That was our hip-hop segment of the best releases of 2009 here on the Canadian Way with me, Spike. That was a little something from Halifax, Nova Scotia's Classified, bringing information from his brand new CD, Self-Explanatory, which is his fourth full-length release. If you don't include all of the LPs and tapes and digital-only releases, man, prolific, doesn't even begin to explain Classified. But off of his own Half-Life Records label, God, I can't believe that he's still pushing his own record label as well, which is also making a bit of a buzz out east as he signs more artists that appear with him on his CDs. From Self-Explanatory, we heard Classified featuring Decisive, Shad K, DL Incognito, and Buck 65 on the track called Loony, about gambling out at the reservation casinos. It's pretty much a tradition anywhere in North America. So a little tip of the hat there to a little North American white trash moment. And before that, we heard from Edmonton, Alberta, Plex, who came out of nowhere to release this fantastic debut CD called Brainstorm, which can be found on the Red Cloud Records label. We heard the track called Better Days. Plex was nominated for 5 Aboriginal People's Choice Music Awards in the late fall. They were awarded early in December, and he was nominated for Best Rap CD, which he won, by the way, Songwriter of the Year, Best New Artist, which he just got edged out on, apparently. Very close. I think he should have won myself. Best Music Radio Program for his radio show on the Aboriginal People's Radio Network called The Plex Show. Best Producer. Plex Show won, by the way, for Best Music Radio Program. So that should take the sting away for not getting the Best New Artist award. That's not bad. 2 out of 5. That's pretty much as good as 50% as you can get without running away with them all. So congratulations to Plex. Fairly fruitful year for him. And singing about Aboriginal issues as well, which you don't get a lot in hip-hop at all, period. Let alone done well by A1 DJ Plex. We are going to be coming back with something from another band from Halifax, Nova Scotia. We just left with some Classified. We're going to come back with some Dog Day, but first we're going to do the gig listings after these messages.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
And this is the Canadian Way Best of 2009 edition here on CITR FM 101.9. As I mentioned before the break, we are going to be playing something from Halifax's Dog Day. The Halifax scene seems to be reviving somewhat after experiencing a few years just sort of playing second fiddle to a lot of other scenes, such as Montreal and Vancouver, and of all places like Kelowna and Winnipeg, and lately Edmonton as well, and of course Calgary, who has been making quite a buzz for at least the last year or two. But yeah, Halifax has experienced a bit of a resurgence lately with the brand new Classified CD, as well as this fantastic four-piece band, Dog Day, which we're going to play something from their sophomore release, which came out this year, called Concentration. But first, we're going to be doing the gig listings. It's a busy next couple of days, and then it sort of falls off the board as everyone recoups after New Year's Eve celebrations and the general holiday merriment and all that bull crap. So happening tonight, Wednesday, December 30th, New Year's Eve, with the Town Pants, happening at the Blarney Stone over in Gastown. No minors for this event, and it's only $10 at the door, with the doors opening at 7. Vancouver City Limits presents Mani Kahira, the Colin Bullock Band, and Phonics at the Railway Club. Tickets are $8, $6 for members, and the show gets started at 8:30. Hagberg Death Day Slaughter, featuring the Goalers, Zach Blabbeth, who's the preeminent Black Sabbath tribute band here in Vancouver, and Bloody Betty. This is happening over at the Rickshaw Theater. Doors are at 8:30 and the show starts at 9. Tomorrow, Thursday, December 31st, we have the Defectors, Terror Bird, and Dead Ghosts at the Biltmore Cabaret. New Year's Eve 2010, Killarney, featuring DJ Nick, is happening over at the Blarney Stone. Tickets are $40 for that. The New Year's Eve 2010 showdown with the Matinee and the Gastown Royals is happening over at the Bourbon. Tickets are $20. Doors are at 8:30 for that event. Torrential Pain, Theocide, 13th Prophet, Lethal Halo, Entropia, and guests are playing at Funky Weaker Beans, a New Year's of Metal over on Powell Street. And that is $10 at the door. Doors at 8 p.m. New Year's Eve Bash featuring the Unknown Soldiers, Lunar Riot, and Midnight Lightning is taking place at the Railway Club. And tickets are $25 for non-members, $22 for members, and includes champagne at midnight and party favors. And the doors are opening at 8:30. Punk Rock New Year's with the Dreadnoughts, featuring guest Ninja Spy, The Rectals, Mexican Drug Patrol, and DJ Spidey is happening at the Rickshaw Theater. That's probably going to be the biggest of the indie New Year's parties, just given the capacity of the Rickshaw Theater. Tickets are available $15 in advance at all the local record stores, $20 at the door, and doors are at 8. And if the jam bands are your thing, and you're looking for something to do tomorrow on New Year's Eve, we have Five Alarm Funk and Garage Mahal. Let's try that again. Five Alarm Funk and Garage Mahal are playing at the Vogue Theater. That's an all-ages event, and doors are at 8. On Friday, January 1st, as I said, everyone's pretty much dead after an amazingly annoying holiday season. The only event that we have on my listings board is Maidens of Music 2010 calendar release for BC Children's Hospital. And it's featuring Kill Matilda, Bang Bang, You're Dead. Oh, okay, that's one whole band name. Bang Bang, You're Dead. And Kill Matilda are playing at the Bourbon. Tickets are available for $10 at the door. And for $5 extra, you can get yourself a calendar. Extra calendars are available on site. And doors are at 8 p.m. Saturday, January 2nd. We're back to it again with A Night of Occult Metal featuring Lunacy Weapon, Mitochondrion, and Gieba at the Anza Club. Tickets are $12 at the door. Doors are at 9. Lida Sound is playing at the Astoria Hotel. Tickets are $5, $8 after 11 p.m. Doors are at 9. Perfect Trend, Brompton Distress Call, and Bridges Out are playing at the Bourbon. Tickets are $10 at the door. Doors are at 8. Dead Ghosts and Indian Wars are playing over at Malone's Bar on Pender Street. And no miners for that one. Doors open at 8. And Rat Silo Aftertaste and Bonnie Blackout are playing at the Princeton Pub on Powell Street. That is alliterative. And tickets are $8 at the door, and doors are at 8 p.m. Music starts at 9. Tuesday, January the 5th, there's nothing happening on the Monday, so we're skipping over to Tuesday, January the 5th. And we have Redrick Sultan, Man Your House, and the Joint Chiefs of Math. Ooh, I love that band name, the Joint Chiefs of Math. It's playing at the Backstage Lounge. Tickets are $8 at the door. Doors are at 8 p.m. On Wednesday, January 6th, we have A Name Unheard, Broken Condom Babies, and guests playing at the Princeton Pub over on Powell. Tickets are $5 at the door. Doors are at 8. Music starts at 9. On Thursday, January 7th, we have Glory Whore, Hooker Pop, and the Hobosexuals happening over at the Princeton Pub. And, of course, all Princeton Pub gigs are no minors. I don't know if you'd necessarily want to let minors into that section of town, but it is an of-age event, of course, as they all are at the Princeton Pub. Tickets are $5 for that, and doors are at 8. John Pippis, Mojave, and Sam's Falling are also playing Thursday, January 7th at the Railway Club. No minors for that event. Tickets are $8 at the door, $6 for members. Doors are at 8 p.m. On Friday, January the 8th, we have the infamous Enigmas Reunion. And tickets are pretty much sold out. I think there was a couple left over at the Scratch Records store. Otherwise, there's going to be a few at the door. And otherwise, well, you're pretty much taking your chances at this point. The Enigmas and the Manglers are playing at the Bourbon. Tickets are $15 and doors are at 8 p.m. Captain Dust, Brain Bolt, and Centaurs of the Universe are playing at the El Dorado Pub, which is at the corner of Kingsway and Nanaimo in the El Dorado Hotel. No minors for this event. Doors open at 9. Music starts at 10. Plus Perfect, Bad Fate, and Hermetic are playing Friday, January the 8th at Malone's Bar and Grill on Pender. And no ticket info on that one, but I'm sure if you go down to Malone's or give them a call, you can find out. And the Joint Chiefs birthday bath with Scar Strux, who are also celebrating their CD release party. Special guests Over the Coal and Tribune will be playing, and this is taking place at the Rickshaw Theater on the Friday the 8th. All ages event. Tickets are $10 in advance, $12 at the door. Doors are at 8 p.m. And winding it down on Saturday, January the 9th, we have an early show featuring Robert Wilson and the Blackbird PA happening over at the Biltmore Cabaret at 8 p.m. Tickets are $12 at the door and available at local record stores. As we mentioned earlier in the show, on Saturday, January the 9th, it is the Safe Amp fundraiser show featuring OK Vancouver OK, The Rain and the Sidewalk, Dirty Beaches, The Kidnapped Kids, and Commander Riker. It's taking place at Little Mountain Studios, which is located at 195 East 26th Avenue. It is an all-ages event. Tickets are on a sliding scale between $5 to $10. Doors open at 7:40, and all funds raised go towards the Safe Amp Foundation, who are building towards opening an all-ages venue, a suitable all-ages venue here in Vancouver. So go out and support them, as that is a frickin' awesome cause. Also happening on Saturday, January 9th, the Myths, Pompoir, and Student Teacher are playing over at Pat's Pub. No minors for that one. Doors open at 9 p.m. Commercial Sex Drive is playing over at the Princeton Pub on Powell. No minors for that. Doors are open at 9. Two Apple Tobacco, Evan Simon, Stolen Organ, Family Band, and Awake Human are playing at the Purple Crab at 3916 Main Street. All ages event. $5 are the tickets at the door. Doors open at 8. And finally, last but not least, we have The Grange, Uncle Nestor, Big Joe Burke, and D. Trevelon playing at the Railway Club. No minors for that event. Doors are open at 8:30, and tickets are $8, $6 for members. If there's any shows that I missed and you want to give me a call, 604-822-2487. We can slip them in before the end of the show. Otherwise, my email, as always, is thecanadianwayoncitr@gmail.com. Once again, that email address is thecanadianwayoncitr@gmail.com. If you want to make a request, let me know about a gig that's coming up, or just to say hi. And you can do so at that email address. We're going to get back to the best of 2009 now, as chosen by me, Spike, as we have a half hour left in the program here. Before we throw it on over to Folk Oasis with Val. And as mentioned before the break, we are now featuring something from another Halifax band called Dog Day from their CD called Concentration, sophomore effort, which can be found on the Outside Music label. We're going to be listening to the track called Wait It Out. And then we have something from Victoria's Meat Draw coming up in just a shake. Here is Dog Day to start off this set of music, the best of 2009, here on the Canadian Way, CITR FM 101.9. We'll be right back.
a secret hideout. Yeah, but all I wanna do is scream and shout and make up new ways to conquer the art of tearing this beautiful world apart. But all I wanna do is conquer your heart. Of the damsels in distress, I just untie them and pick up the dress. It's not hurting nobody, cause nobody knows. Well, I ain't hurting nobody, cause nobody knows. Well, I ain't hurting anyone.
It's not hurting anyone.
Cause I'm a very evil villain, just not a very good one. Looking for the devil, then I'll tell you where to find him. Well, I'm a very evil man.
I am.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
God bless those girls from Barcelona who smelled the roses and cocaine. Miss them, so do the sunny shores of Spain. I miss them dancing in the kitchen. I miss that long stone goodbye. I'm too sober to sleep, but I'm too drunk to cry. That famous painter's daughter, someone I loved so long ago. Jane, we're sorry about your mother. I just thought I'd let you know. We miss you downtown walking backwards. We miss those snowbanks in your eyes. But I'm too drunk to cry. God bless garage bands up on stage. God bless the boys of Lincoln County. Those Irish Catholics that never age. Goddamn my liver when it's thirsty. Goddamn my wallet when it's dry. I'm too sober to sleep. To drive.
best of 2009 as picked by me, Spike, here on the Canadian Way, makes its way back west as we played a couple of tracks stand off that set from bands that hail from Victoria, BC. We ended off that set with Carolyn Mark and NQ Arbuckle from their CD Let's Just Stay Here, which can be found on the Mint Records label. We heard the track called Too Sober to Sleep. And Carolyn Mark teaming up with Toronto's NQ Arbuckle to release this, her brand new CD. She's known for collaborations with all sorts of people. This is the first time she has collaborated with somebody on every track, making it basically a duet CD. Carolyn Mark has been touring solo again, but NQ was recently nominated for the 2009 Juno Award in the Roots category this year, so congratulations to him on that. Before that, we heard from Victoria's Meat Draw from their CD Fin du Monophone. We heard the track called A Very Evil Villain. And Meat Draw are playing New Year's over in Edmonton, of all places, at the Artery. So congratulations to them to find a headlining gig, even if it wasn't in their own town on New Year's Eve. And then, of course, we played the last of a double shot of bands from Halifax. We played Classified before the break. We started off the set with Halifax's Dog Day, a great little band that has come from left field. Sophomore release is called Concentration, and it's their first major label, well, not major label, but their first widely distributed CD, this one on the Outside Music record label. We heard the track called Waited Out, and Dog Day are currently recording for their next full length at Rick White's Elder Schoolhouse Home Studio, so we should be hopefully hearing some new stuff on their MySpace page pretty soon. So check that out if you happen to be around the internets, and go to Dog Day's MySpace page, as they're always putting up brand new music. Now we're going to play a couple of bands from Vancouver that made the best of list. We're going to play something from the SSRIs, but first, here is The Precious Fathers off of the White Whale Records release, Alluvial Van. We're going to be listening to the track called 100% Pure Rock Fibers. And then we're going to follow that up with some SSRIs. Two more albums picked as the best of 2009 here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things she been seen. Guess you better find your way back home.
You are listening to the Canadian Way 2 Best of 2009 edition here on CITR FM 101.9, as chosen by yours truly, Spike. We just heard a double shot of local content for you once again. Lots of great recordings coming out of Vancouver this year. We just ended off that set with the SSRIs, an EP that actually was released back in 2008 on cassette and then got official re-release this last year. From the team's EP, we heard the track called CPDEP. And then before that, from the White Whale Records roster, we heard from Precious Fathers from their CD Alluvial Fan. We heard the track called 100% Pure Rock Fibers. And the Precious Fathers just finished... they just finished their Western Canadian tour as part of the White Whale Records tour, featuring such bands from the White Whale roster as October Man and Eamon McGrath and Culture Reject. They're going back into the studio early this year, so we should be able to hear some new material from Precious Fathers pretty soon and a new album probably within the next year. And speaking of albums in the midst of being recorded, the SSRIs, which we wrap that set up with, are in the midst of recording their first full-length album, which they have slated for an early 2010 release. So fingers crossed, it sounds like it's going to be a rip-snorter from the SSRIs, who are, by the way, a great live band if you ever have a chance to see them live. And we're going to play probably one more set of music before we throw it on over to Folk Oasis with Val. And it's hard to focus on what we should try to have in the last little bit of the show here. I've got about six CDs I want to play from, and only two I have room for. So we're going to fit in something from Victoria's The Paper Cranes from their sophomore CD, Chivalry is Dead, which can be found on the Unfamiliar Records label. We're going to be listening to the track called Occidental Accents. And then we're going to follow that up, if we have time, with something from Music from Five Hole, Tales of a Hockey Erotica, featuring former members of Rheostatics, in just a moment. This is the Best of 2009 edition of The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. and you are listening to The Canadian Way, or you were listening to The Canadian Way as we wrap it up for 2009 here. Best of 2009 episode of The Canadian Way is chosen by yours truly, Spike. We just heard something from the five-hole band, otherwise known as Dave Bedini, Selena Martin, Barry Manrochnik, Ford Pier, and Martin Tielli. Name of the CD is called Music from Five Hole, Tales of Hockey Erotica. Can be found on the Junior Records label. We heard the track called Electric Goalie, and this is music to accompany a play inspired by a book, inspired by a song written by Dave Bedini. Dave Bedini, you can't stop him talking, writing, or singing about hockey, and maybe that's a good thing. And honorable mentions, by the way, for CDs that we couldn't fit before the end of the show go to The Manvilles, Rich Hope, The Got to Get Got, and Falco and Monashi, amongst others. Like I say, there's only so much show to fit it all in. Of course, also a solid release from Japandroids this year. They are going to be playing on Monday, January the 4th, on Jimmy Fallon, if you're into that sort of thing. Might want to check that out. And just want to remind you to support your local music scene, and whenever possible, to buy Canadian. No more important time than right now to be supporting your local scenes, whatever they might be. And I'm going to throw it on over to Val and Folk Oasis now. And thank you for listening. Have yourselves a kick-ass New Year's. Bye now.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?